Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live, saying goodbye to our fan audience there, but having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Andy Giuliano from Fish Emeryville, and just having the fantastic time here this morning talking about a fishery that's new to me, and I cannot wait to get to go participate in, man. We're having a great time talking fishing and talking to you, and if you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, that would be for when we're doing the phone. So for this hour, it's only available through the text. And when you do want to text your...
Welcome back.
Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live, saying goodbye to our fan audience there, but having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Andy Giuliano from Fish Emeryville, and just having the fantastic time here this morning talking about a fishery that's new to me, and I cannot wait to get to go participate in, man. We're having a great time talking fishing and talking to you, and if you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, that would be for when we're doing the phone. So for this hour, it's only available through the text. And when you do want to text your questions through, which we have a ton of great texts that came through in this first hour, we tried to really be heavy on the phones here for the first hour for our guys that were joining us on the phones. But the second hour here is all about the text, and we're all about you. If you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is through our Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, you got to have it. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to catch all the archive shows. If you missed a great tip from Andy and you want to go back and listen, or you enjoy listening on your drive home and an early morning isn't for you, it's all available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, the only way you can text in your questions to Andy this morning. When you do, just like Wayne was saying, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your text in case you win that great prize. And man, I'm so pumped to get to give away such a cool thing that was so generous, Andy, of you and everybody from Fish Emeryville. As Wayne mentioned before, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a trip for two out of Fish Emeryville, and you'll get to get in on all that great stuff we've been talking about, whether you go catch yourself a salmon or a rockfish or a combo crab trip. No, tell us a little about that. We didn't get to talk much about that. Tell us about the combo. I think that's the... When Dallas, again, found out that we had somebody from Emeryville on, my phone was blowing up on the side. But tell us about the combo fish crab trips.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's first Saturday in November through the end of the year, so December 31st. The entire fleet does the same thing. Okay. So we run out in the morning. We drop our crab gear out. We run to the fishing grounds to fish rock cod, knock out rock cod limits, come back in and pull the crab gear. Last year, you know, just in terms of cumulative, we had almost 45,000 Dungeness crab in the harbor. So, and that was, you know, just an okay year. You know, it was not a great crab year, but you know, we hate to get into limits, but by and large, you're going to get 10 crab and 10 rock cod. And then the best part maybe might be when you get back in the dock, you can get your fish processed. While that's getting done, there's a big group that sets up a tent up in the parking lot, and they do cook your crab, and they cook and clean it. So, and they knock it out. The guys got it dialed in. They do 400, 500, 600 crab in a short amount of time, and they got a lot of pressure on them. Everything's organized. The bags, if the crab come in bags, they cook them in the bags. It's your crab, so you don't. It's not like you're getting somebody else's crab. So you go home. You know, if you play right, and then we've even developed on the processing side too. If you want to bring your cooked crab back, we can pack it, vacuum package it. We've got a couple. We use a different bag and a food to-go container that we vacuum pack the crab too. So.
So you can have your crab completely processed, completely cooked, then repacked, go home with now packed clean crab that you can store and just reheat and
give to your neighbors, right?
Reheat in the bag then, right?
What is the
yeah, you can.
What is the best method if you're, you know, if you're wanting to store and enjoy your harvest for later? Is it better to store an uncooked crab, or is it better to cook it and then pack it frozen after that?
No, absolutely. Great question. Absolutely cooked. It's got to be cooked the day you catch it.
It is.
You,
okay.
Yeah, you can't bring it home the next day. So, yeah, you'd want to get it cooked. Right? It's all cooked, ready to eat, and then you'd freeze it or refrigerate it. The other thing, too, if you just 10 crab per person, that's a lot of crabs, right? So, even for the biggest families, you got to blow, you know, it takes a lot. So maybe you want to eat a couple fresh.
Right.
You put it in the fridge, right? You pull it out a day or two later, it's still top quality. So, absolutely. If you want to put some in the freezer, you can do that as well. And Dungeness crab, you know, up and down the coast, you can go all the way up. You can talk to the king crab guys up in the Dutch Harbor, they would say, oh, yeah, Dungeness is our favorite,
that's
too.
The one,
so,
man.
Yeah.
It's so sweet and so good. And, man, that's cool.
Come
in, man.
I'm drooling right now. I can't wait to get up there. I want to go do it so much. Hey, and we got Mark Wish on the phone with the FishStove.com report. And this catch report is sponsored by Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. When you get the premier processing experience, check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service, stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make sure you make your reservations. Good morning, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Ricky, Wayne, Andy, what a fascinating show. I was having a hard time working on I could barely get my notes done because I was too busy listening to all this goofy crap you got going on up north of here. Oh, man, that just sounds like fun.
We're going to get a bus and go north.
Yeah, I'm really in. There's so much fun fishing opportunities that I was just unaware of, and it's an easy travel, and they've just done such a good job of figuring out everything. For a guy like me that's not local to Emeryville, it's just the whole program is so dialed. It's really been fun, Mark. Thanks for saying.
Yeah, we saw a lot of bait tanks to that area for skips using the anchovies and going out and fishing stripers and halibuts and whatever else, you know. And I got the feeling there was a lot going on because we're selling more and more up that way.
We have plenty of your tanks on our boat, Mark.
Now we're talking. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So we're talking. We're starting off May here with a different mix for sure. You know, I'm usually just kind of waiting to get started talking about offshore fishing, and here we got offshore fishing. It's been amazing, huh? Yeah, going on for most of a month now, and realistically, most of that fishing's been down 60, 70 miles on the 238, 295 zone, kind of like that. Nice mix of beautiful bluefins and a few yellowfins and occasional Dorado, and now one poor lonesome albacore got snagged. Hopefully he's the tip of the spear, but I'm guessing probably not. We'll see. But most of that's been daytime fish, which is nice, you know, especially for private boat guys. You know, you get down there, get a jig strike, throw some sardines, catch a few fish. You know, it's really nice that there seem to be more trolling stops this year. You know, they're kind of getting off that weird mode they get in when they won't bite a jig, but they're biting the halcos and cedar plugs and feathers and such. So that's really good news. And, of course, the Med Max for the bigger bluefin. Man, I saw some fish the other day from the skiffs out of Ensenada, man, they wallop them bigger ones on the Mad Max. It's good fishing, man. It's just good fishing. Been steady for a while. And like Danny said, Danny from Fish Dope, you know, he mentioned last Sunday when he filled in, water conditions are getting better, closer to home. And some spots of bluefin showed up yesterday around the 371, which is like 30 miles from the point. So that's really good news, really good prediction, Danny. And with the coverage we'll get with the decent weather and a weekend, I'm sure we'll find out exactly what's living around those closer in areas. So closer to home here, local fishing's been steady. If you're into rockfish, whitefish, sheephead and such, you know, bass fishing's okay. Halibut fishing up our way, definitely kind of off the pace from the last couple of years. Kind of strange. A lot less fish this year, but whatever. Hit the islands, better weather this weekend. Nick and Santa Barbara Island are going to be looked at, and we'll see what's living there. And Clemente is also going to get a good check. You know, there's been a little bit of yellowtail on the front side, not the normal volume for sure, but there's been some schools that, you know, 7 to 12, 15-pound fish like that. And the guys are going to be, there's going to be some boats in the cove this morning starting on the squid grounds in the cove. So hopefully we get a check from them and see if some of that bigger fish has moved in for the squid grounds in the cove and some spots up the back there. So with this nicer weather, we're going to get quite a bit of checks. And then Wayne, if you recall last week, I mentioned about the storm surf report.
Yes, sir.
And the red bar across the top where you click on that video and listen to that. I don't know if you got a chance, but you should listen. They update it every Sunday night. And the one that they did this time has got how this developing El Nino compares to previous big El Ninos. Fascinating stuff toward the end of that video if you're into technical details. So
yeah,
that's this report, guys.
That's awesome.
And next week, I absolutely guarantee you we're going to have some breaking news.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you heard it there. That's a guarantee. We'll take it. Mark Wish doesn't throw those around very often, so that's something to hang our hat on. Mark, well, you got me fired up. I can't wait for next week already, and some excellent fishing to be had in between there. Somebody wants to get the best bait tank on the whole planet. How do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Ricky, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Excuse me. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and hopefully I got my voice back so I can tell you all the good breaking news next week.
All right. I like it. Well,
I think you need to go do field research and quality assurance up in Fish Emeryville to check on that bait tank they have of yours, personally.
You know, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
That's a good idea. Wayne.
You know, you might need to
do
some research on how to make an improvement on the tank for their fishery specifically, Mark. You might have to spend a few trips up there.
I like how you think, buddy. I love it.
Great job, Mark. Appreciate everything, buddy. We look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
I'll see you.
Thanks, bud, very much for that. Well, as we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to join us, I had another fun text come through. It says, good morning, everybody. The fishing up there looks really fun, and I'm really enjoying the show. I have a brother up in Grass Valley area, and I'd love to meet him up that way for a trip. Andy, what setups would you recommend we bring from SoCal if we're going to enjoy a day of fishing with you? That's Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, probably nothing, really. So it's a great question. If you're fishing inside the bay, or rock cod fishing, rock cod's a two-hook ganyon. It's a different fly, though, that you would see anywhere else. For the live bait fishing, we fish exclusively with a three-way swivel. So a three-way swivel with a short dropper of about a foot. And then we use a lightweight, we really like the Yoner mosquito hook or an octopus style hook on about a 48 inch leader to the hook. And you're going to use a variety of sinkers. You may use as light as 4 ounce, and 8 ounces is pretty standard. Sometimes you're going to go up to a little heavier to 12. But the one thing I would say, one of the things we do, so we have a tackle kit. So if you pre-order when you make your reservation, pre-order a tackle kit. It's got the hooks and sinkers for specifically whatever you're going to do that day. If you pre-order it, you can also order your license, if you rental rod, all that stuff. And then we'll put it on the boat for you. When you walk on the boat, it'll be assigned to you, and it's there for you to use during the day.
And is it, you know, only, and I ask because I know you've fished down here plenty, is the gear more similar to is it heavy, like a heavy version of a bass rod? Is it a more traditional, conventional 25-pound outfit that you'd catch an albacore with, drop down to the bottom? What's most of the rigs like?
Yeah, so great question. So inside the bay, you can get away with, like, black bass tackle. You know, when we're fishing some of the halibut spots, we're fishing 4, 6, 8, 10 feet deep, so a medium-weight rod. On the six-pack boat I run, we use a 270, Calstar 270, and an old Trinidad 14.
Perfect.
And that fishes just about everything other than when we're fishing deep-water rock cod. We go up to more like a 16 or a 20 size. 30-pound, you know, braid or mono, you know, we've seen, as you know, we've developed that when we start using braid more, we're using longer, more parabolic rods to kind of compensate for the braid. But the trolling, we use a little monofilament when we're salmon trolling. But by and large, braid is 90% of what we see on our rods and reels.
I love it. I didn't want to interrupt what you were saying, but if you think that I'm going to let you get away with, we use a rock cod fly that's different from anything you've ever seen before. If you think those things are going to come out of your mouth, then we're not going to question you a little bit more on that. You've got another thing coming, buddy. We'll just have to come to Fish Emeryville to find out. But that little thing kicked my kicked a hair up on the back of my neck when I heard that.
Yeah, it's a fly. We have a lot of inside the bay. We have a tremendous bait fishery. You know, uh-huh. It's an incredible estuary. So grass shrimp, gobies, bullheads, jack smelts, shiner's perch. So whatever reason, this fly we get out of, it comes, God knows, it takes like 6 months to get to us. You can fish it next day, and the other fly, it will embarrass you.
Really?
You can put it in the rod holder and walk away, and it'll smoke everything else. So I don't know. Right?
It's fascinating.
Now I'm going to be looking through pictures and pulling pictures up to see the fly. And I know, because I fished up all the way up and down this coast. So down here, we do our rock cod fishing, and we've done the flies and all that. They're not as effective down here. But once you get past about Morro Bay north, flies, they work. They use them on all their rock cod fishing. But now you got me interested on a different fly.
And that, but if you take that fly to Monterey or Morro Bay, that area, not very effective. But I think it has to do with the shrimp in our area, that it really mimics the shrimp. And
when you're talking about putting your ganyons together and you're using an octopus or mosquito-style hook, what size are you using?
So it's bait-sensitive, too, but by and large, we're using a 1-0 or 2-0 size live bait hook. You know, when we like, our bait is anchovy, so we like the lighter gauge. That's why that mosquito hook's great. The octopus-style cutting edge point from owner, that's a really popular hook. It's got a little bigger barb in it, so when we're fishing deeper water, it's a little more conducive to the live bait fishing.
Straight or offset?
Sure. that one we don't get that far into it, but most of them, the offset, like the salmon hook, we prefer the offset.
Gamakatsu came out with a hybrid, which is a octopus style with a circle on it, so it's a octopus circle hook, and those things are deadly if you don't swing.
There you go.
Right? It's a circle hook, and it's just...
Step away from the rod,
it's all good.
I had another fun text come through. This is from Jason in Lake Elsinore. It says, my son and I have fished San Diego boats for years, and he just got a job up north. We'd really love to come fishing with you guys. Probably going to be there at around the end of July. Is it better to do a rockfish trip, a bay trip, or should we charter a boat and just let the captain point us in the best direction? That's from Jason.
Yeah, I like the last option, too. So I would say, traditionally mid-June to mid-August is where everything falls into place. So you've got salmon inside the bay. The halibut fishing out on the coast can be spectacular that time of year. All the bass are down from their spawning, so they're all in that area. And then you start to get really favorable weather, so you can get offshore and rock cod too. So we have a couple boats that just go fishing. So you're going to get on the boat, and we call them potlucks down here. I think you guys refer to them as freelance. And you're just going to go fishing. Yeah. You bring a couple different rods, and you may fish all of those fish. You know, you guys come back with bat, with stripers, halibut, rock cod, you get the link cod. So we're going to take you fishing on those type of trips. Other trips are just specifically salmon related. That's the one fish or the rock cod that those boats are going to exclusively fish that. And you're going to only target that during the day. But the New Huck Finn, is a boat that's been around forever. And that guy's, I would say he's a savant when it comes to fishing. And you get on the boat. We used to charter that boat when we were customers. And we fished inside the bay at different times. We fished albacore on that boat. We had 60 albacore. We were all done. We came in. It was like 10 o'clock. I would say just be prepared to go fishing, and the boat will make sure you've got the tack, and we'll make sure you're ready to go and take care of the fish when you get back.
I love it.
That's interesting. That's cool. So we started talking, you answered a little bit about the braid versus mono question, but Daniel from Santa Barbara was asking that, not just that, but he's asking that the fluorocarbon leaders, does that make a difference up there?
Yeah, so another good question. I don't think there's not a situation in our area where the fluorocarbon would hurt you, right? So if you can tie your own leaders and you want to use fluorocarbon, I think for the salmon, actually, I think there's some advantage because it tends to be a little stiffer, and it doesn't move around as much as some of the other monos. So I don't see a downside to ever using fluorocarbon. The knot strength, which I've heard is an issue, that doesn't apply to any of our fishing up there for the most part. And by and large, braid allows you to fish, with lighter weights in a lot of deeper areas than we were ever able to fish before. So, I think every rod, all the tackle, we get all our line from Iserline, and we buy, spools and spools of braid.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Very cool. I had another fun text come through. Morning, gentlemen. I've not had the opportunity to fish out of Fish Emeryville. My question for Andy, when's the best time of year, in your opinion, to target ling cod and deep water rockfish? He also had a question about terminal tackle and rental available, which mm-hmm. he answered. But also, he said, you had mentioned some of the boats having hot galley options and some not. How do we navigate that, and what's the best plan going forward? Really excited to come fishing with you.
All right, great. So we'll do that in reverse order. So the boats that have galleys, it's identified on the website. So it'll say galley service available. It's paid. It's all cash. And so you can pick the boat that you want for that. And I would say rock cod, ling cod, definitely September, October. You know, October is usually the second week of October is usually where we get our warmest water. And it's one thing we haven't talked about up in our area, the rock cod love El Ninos.
Oh, right? Okay.
I mean, they really respond well to this warm water. So, you know, like we talked about, you know, full. I mean, we have not had a trip. We've only had one trip that didn't have ling cod limits. All the other trips, you know, full speed on the school fish so far.
Well, one trip so, sub limits.
Yeah,
didn't catch them, but you had one trip that didn't have limits.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So, but to me, September, October is our previous weather. When we get into the crab combos, we don't fish the ling cod because we got a lot of miles we got to cover. We got to get the crab, we got to get the rock cod, so we don't really target the ling cod. So October, you know, if you pick a boat, you're gonna get good ling codding whether you're along the coast or out at the Farallon Islands, which is like some moonscape offshore place like you've never seen before. It's an incredible island chain. I had a chance to get on the main island a couple years ago. It's like being an astronaut. It's like it's like being on the moon there. It's a completely unique place. But there's one small U.S. Fish and Wildlife habitat on there. But yeah, it's definitely the fall. We're going to get our best weather, and that's going to get your
that's
best
awesome.
Fishing. Yeah.
Cool. And, you know, when you talked about the boats, one thing that I like so much we talked about during the break is you said if you are coming up from out of town and you're staying at one of the local hotels that you can, you know, set guys up with and even get a discount, is they have a menu, you know, like a to-go thing if you are booking a trip. So you just bring a small cooler with you and you can get all your to-go food ready to go, and they have a menu set up for the fishermen going
yeah,
fish with
it's
you.
Yeah, it's specifically Fish Emeryville menu. We also have a couple markets in, you know, by the landing. The landing's got frozen food, you know, breakfast sandwiches, things like that. So as a backup, if you, you know, a couple Snicker bars, things like that, a couple of noodles, you know, basic stuff to hold you over. But yeah, but you got to be plan it out because 4 a.m. is not too many places you can pick
sure.
up.
The couple of boats that have galleys, is it hot food and cold or just cold?
All hot food, all like hot breakfast food. Burritos, burgers, things like that.
And then you just brought up that you could buy a frozen burrito. They all have microwaves on the boat?
Yeah, every boat has a microwave.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I just think this is so much fun.
Oh,
man.
There's so much to this. And you're not afraid, it's okay to bring a small cooler because of drinks and food on the boat.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, alcohol, you know, in cans, you know, is accepted, you know, within moderation. But, yeah, you bring your own food, your small coolers. You don't need to bring a big cooler box for, you know, your fish. The boats take really good care of the fish. That was we talked about when we got here. That was the first piece of equipment we bought when we took over the shop was a commercial ice maker. And, you know, there was some dissension in the harbor, and we said, you know, trust us. The customers don't know what a good, you know, well-kept fish is. So just trust me and take care, really good care of the fish. Like the salmon, the standards when the salmon was, you'd put it in a container that circulated the seawater. It's not a really good, you know, you don't end up with a good product. So if you carry, now we all carry ice, we slush all the fish. And, you know, the quality of the fish is exceptional.
You had mentioned before we started, and it was true, the last few years, what has been accepted as a great eating fish to, you know, potentially 10 years previous has completely changed, you know, and the quality of little things, you don't realize, you know, every rockfish that's, you know, bled and slushed like that is so much different. And you had mentioned bonita, having bonita up there, what, you know, that was a fish that, when in the old days, when you caught it and it sat in a gunny sack over day, and maybe if it was lucky, the hose, you know, kept it somewhat wet, but, you know, and it turned to mush. To now, you know, an iced and bled fish is some of the best poke and sashimi you've ever had. And,
it is the best, yeah.
And everything's the same. I was unaware of that. Like, I wouldn't have known the difference between, you know, figure out the water that the salmon's in, probably plenty cool, it's good, but you said the difference is night and day from a slush ice fish to just a water.
Yeah, and that comes from our commercial salmon background, right? So seawater, crushed ice, clean the fish right away, bleed it out, clean it, gut it, and then slush it. It's fabulous, you know. And like I said, I put our salmon up against any fish. And I was going to say, you're talking about the Rock God. So last week, Heist Tackle, which is a big tackle shop up in San Francisco, has been there for 50 years. So they chartered the Seawolf, and they did all of their Rock God, 250 Rock God, all EKG made.
Oh, really?
So
they had
a station set up. Yeah, they did it. They had a couple guys that they brought that just did EKG made for all the rockfish. There's a little video floating around. And and they did get the bonito on that trip too, and it was tremendous. Everything looked like white printer printer paper.
Yeah.
All the fish came out fabulous.
It is incredible. If you have the side by side comparison, just wouldn't believe that the same fish caught from the same area when it's on the plate at the end of the day, or at least pre cooking, that it could be the same thing. The difference in color and texture.
Yeah, and they last longer because they don't have all the acids and everything in it. It's just so much better.
Yeah, even the Boccaccio, which has been in the same class as the Bonito right? But if you look at a Boccaccio fillet is a fabulous meat fillet. It's nice, flaky, big, hefty, nice quality fish. And take good care of it. Look what you got.
So you guys are doing it the right way, Andy. This is really cool.
So you're ice flushing the salmon specifically, not putting them in. But what about all the rockfish, halibut, and all that? How do you handle those differently?
Yeah, all the fish, yes. Other than the rock cod, which we still source burlap, and it's cool. The weather, much cooler than it is here, but. So then those fish are usually kept in a sack, a wet burlap sack, and then they're taken care of. And when they're filleted on the way back, then they're put on ice. All the other fish, the stripers, the halibut, salmon, all the other fish, lingcod, everything else is flushed.
Wow.
That's awesome. Hey, well, we're going to go live to the tribute right now. Captain Mike Pritchard is online. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, you weren't the topic of every fisherman's conversation or anything this week. So, nothing really going on, I guess. Not much happened on the tribute there. I mean,
bow, bow.
You got to make some kind of an early, season impression, whether it's the yellowfin Dorado, albacore, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody was so excited about early season yellowfins and everything else that, you had to do something to steal the show, and you sure figured it out.
Well, we went from talking about warm water, tropical fish, we've, in the month of April, we've had bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, albacore now. It's a very, very unique April.
You're not kidding about that, buddy. Well, that's awesome. Tell us, bud, what's going on? How's things on the tribute? It was very exciting to see that albacore. And obviously that stole the show, but it was just part of a fantastic trip. And, man, it sure looks like it's been a great week for you guys.
It has. We had really good fishing last trip. Not only the albacore being the first fish that came on the boat, but the amount of fish. We had some bigger fish. We were just shy of limits on the last trip, and we should have had it done. We were just eight fish shy, but we had very 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 good fishing on that bigger grade fish up to about 140 pounds. We just couldn't land them. We probably hooked 25 of those in the afternoon, and we managed three of them. Guys getting bit on even on 60 pound, we were having a problem.
Wow, that's so cool. Wow. Incredible. And the majority of this is just fly line sardine drift fishing, right?
Yep. We finally had, and we've had some really big bait here. So we had some guys that were sliding back on 60 pound and getting bit. Just had a number of different things, either straightening hooks out, getting bit off or whatever. But we're starting to incorporate a little more of that into the seminar. So we get guys with 80 pound that are, you get them to blow up on your chum well enough right off the bat. I mean, you get a guy that's savvy, fly a bait back on 80 pound, and you probably get bit. So we're hopefully going to try that. We just had another species to add to the mix, but stopped for a bunch of big bad bonita, and picked up a bluefin just before that. And sounds like definitely a little more crowded today, but there's been some good stops. We're running on another bird school here now, but yeah, it's one of my deckhands, Drew, the kid that gaffed the fish, that the guys at Fisherman's Landing were mad at him because everybody's restocking their trolling feathers.
Yeah, no doubt. I can promise you one thing. We're not that mad. Mike, what a fun time we're having right now. You guys have been doing such an excellent job on the tribute, and we'll wish you continued success on this trip. What's the availability coming forward? I mean, this just has that feeling of one of those years that things have really started to gain steam, and I know your trips are becoming increasingly popular. Is there opportunity to come fishing this week, and how far out can we book? Give us the rundown if we want to come fishing with you.
Yeah, we have our schedule up throughout October here now. tomorrow night, we didn't need some more people to go. We did the same thing last week. We ended up with a half dozen reservations. We ended up canceling, and of course, it's the typical. We had eight guys reach out. Man, I was going to book with you guys. Well, we're not going to make somebody, you know, commit and drive from Yuma just to find out that we're not going to be going. So if you guys want to come out and fish, we do have room on Wednesday night as well. Friday is starting to fill up. Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. But yes, if you want to come out and fish with us, booking is a huge part of it. Without it, we don't know.
That's it, man. Yeah, June and July take care of itself, but you need to put the reservations in right now to make it happen, and some great fishing to be had. Really appreciate the check, Mike, and if you get them good today, give us a shout tomorrow. Let us know how she goes.
Okay, of course, man. We'll talk to you guys in the morning.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the rundown. And how fun.
Wow.
How fun to be the talk of the town on that
right?
one. That was a pretty cool experience. And like I said, it was just another highlight to an awesome season that we've got rolling along so far.
Set that bar really high for the rest of the fleet there. Hey, and when we come back, we're going to have more talk about we'll be taking more texts. Remember, you guys can text us from the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you leave your name and phone number so you can enter in to win that trip for two up in Fish Emeryville on one of their boats going salmon or maybe one of the crab combos. And we'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader yet and is your best choice on leader-shy fish. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions from 2 pound to 400 pound. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, I got a big smile on my face when I heard Andy saying that, you know, our general purpose reel we use for just about everything is a Trinidad 14. And it made me smile because I think the exact same thing about what we're doing here and, you know, how a reel can just be the right thing for damn near everything you do for, several hundred miles of coastline. But you want to talk about a small reel that can fish a small bait great, can, you know, have the power to wind up, you know, a big fish from the bottom or a bluefin or whatever it might be. Trinidad 14, so perfect in size and ability and, there's just... You don't often get to blend such good free spool with power in a small reel that fits in your hand well and is able to cover so many cases.
Absolutely. It's such a good all-around reel, inshore, offshore, in the bay. It doesn't really matter. And now you're hearing it up and down our coastline. It is the absolute best reel. And don't forget...
complete and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, and Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we just keep going off on tangents, on subjects, and we could just keep going. Something really fun. I just want to make sure that we bring this up, though. We just came away from the MPA meetings up in Northern California, and this week we have those same MPA meetings May 5th and 6th up in Santa Barbara, and they'll be talking about the MPA Petition 2s from Slow Down to Santa Barbara. These are very important that our guys participate, respectfully give comments about what's happening. We absolutely are behind the CDFW recommendations on what they're saying to do with those MPAs. And then down here in Southern California on May 19th in San Clemente, we're going to be talking about the L.A. to San Diego petitions. For us down here, that Point Loma Kelp area is one of those big ones. So make sure that you guys are staying involved. Organizations like CCA Cal representing the recreational anglers, but we need your help. The other thing that maybe you may or may not know is that we have Sport Fishing Association, SAC, down here. They are now partnered up with the Golden Gate Fishing Association, GGFA, in the Northern California. So now your commercial passenger vessels are covered under one organization, but we have coverage north and south. So that's really important. And I know Andy has been involved in parts of that.
Yeah, so I sit on the board at GGFA, so we were really pleased to be able to make the agreement with Ken and his group to bring them in. And, you know, it's a collaboration effort. We go to Sacramento, we've got our agenda, they have their agenda, and we really appreciate the administrative help and support that SAC brings it, and then along with CCA.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, it's important because, you know, we have the commercial side of what we do. We have the fishing side, the angler side, the recreational angler side. But it's about the stronger coalition partners and how we all work together. Why I bring this up, another reason is because CARB is starting conversations about what they're going to do with the recreational fleet on emissions output. Remember, we just went through Harborcraft and what they did to our sport boats, our tugs, say Catalina Flyer, the ferries. But they're now towing it with the recreational fleet. We just got an update at the California Boating Congress this week, and we got the results of what they're saying from their survey and their ideas on certain opinions. But our experience, again, is going to be so important because we were able to shoot holes in the analysis and their survey methodology and some of the data that's missing. So we're going to try to participate early, learning from what happened with the Harborcraft, and get more data into that to make those forecast models much more accurate. So those are things that were going on. I think those are very important for all of us because, man, we have to make sure that we all stay involved in our access and make sure that we can get on the water with our boats, that we don't get unfairly penalized for technology that doesn't exist, especially on, like, the motors and stuff. So.
Well said. Well, hey, we're having a great time here this morning, having a lot of fun, talking with Andy from Fish Emeryville. Again, if you want to join us, the only way to do it is through the text. It's on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and as soon as you see the text option, just click on that, and when you do send in your text, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need because, as Wayne mentioned before, one lucky caller or texter at the end of the day show is going to win a fishing trip for two at a Fish Emeryville. Texts are piling through. We're going to jump into this one. Says Andy, what are the dates for salmon season this year, and what are the proposed limits? Really looking forward to that. Also, what's the limit on crab? That's from Wayne in Carlsbad.
All right. Well, so it's 10 Dungeness crab. There's a 35 crab limit for red rock crab if you're inclined to keep some of those. So salmon starts in our area June 27th and runs straight through July 22nd. We have a 34,000 fish quota, and then we'll sit down for a week, come back in August. If we still have fish left, we'll fish the entire month of August. And then we start September 1st with a new fresh quota of 20,000 fish, and that'll go to the end of October. So that's a race to 20,000 at that point.
Wow.
And that's typically we have great fishing in our summertime, but the fall we get our best quality fish, we get our best weather, the fish are close, so you get a really chance of getting a really nice fish in that fall fishery too.
And the salmon fisheries, you said those are dedicated salmon trips. You're going to go out. That's what you're going to target. That's what you're going to catch. That's when you're going to
Yeah, it's a salmon trip. Yeah, and the fishing, you know, sometimes generally the morning fishing, you get a good snap in the morning. But when you're fishing in close on the coastline, and you got a tidal bite, and sometimes it's too, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, no fish, and then
sure.
everything lines up. You get, you get everything's right, and then you get your fish then. So you got to, put your time in on those.
How long are the trips, Andy? Is it multiple trips per day? Or are they all, how does that shape
up? That's a great question. So, the customers, you guys have seen it down here where the customers evolved and changed. So we run a tremendous amount of half day trips, AM half day trips, leaving at 6 or 7. They get back at 1, 12, 1, 2, whenever they are. That's inside the bay for bass and halibut. Our salmon trips, our rock cod trips are always full days. So those leave 5:30 or 6, and they get back in the afternoon between 3 and 5. And I would say the crab combo is about the same thing. So, So we have the AM half days. The full days. We do some, Marco was talking about some of the twilights. We do some of that later in the year, August and September, when we can get
nice days.
Yeah, we get the better weather inside the bay. And we have some, we get late into the year, we have some great striper fishing late into the season, and you get great weather, too.
How about, with as good as these are, like my wheels have spun this whole show, how early does the one need to book out when it's really hitting? Salmon fishing is great. Are all the spots gone? Or is it the type of thing where you have so many boats that there's always options for people? How does the reservation booking, is crab salmon combo so popular that you got to get your reservation in now because by the time it happens, there's no space? Like, how does that all shape?
Yeah, so I would say like the premium weekend dates in November and December, by and large, are already taken. Private charters, too. If you're going to book a private charter, you got to do that way in advance. That first opener and that salmon opener, probably the first 4 to 6, 7 days are booked, and then the weekends start filling up. But I would say, particularly if you're traveling from this area, just make the reservation and put it down. And we're talking about the tribute there, managing your reservations, because you do lose days to weather or whatever. So, we spend a tremendous amount of time and effort making sure people are traveling, and we let them know as soon as we know from the captain what's going to go on. But earlier is always better, and sometimes we have, a couple of the boats that are, if you have a heritage too, they'll, like the tribute he was saying, they'll put the trip a go with a handful of people and then they leave the dock with 20 people.
Totally.
Sometimes it happens, like you got to roll the dice sometimes, and sometimes it's in your favor and sometimes it doesn't work out, but you still go fishing. And is when you're on the water every day too, it's a tremendous benefit, even on those trips where you don't have the PPO. And the way our bay changes every day, and it's just as important where not to know where the fish aren't as where they are, of course. But anyway, we try to manage them. But I would say, once you got your plans,
get your shelf on the books.
Yeah, just get it on there.
That's cool.
It's very interesting. We talk about how large the San Francisco Bay is. And when you said it's 60 miles by 12, everybody's like, wait, what? So, you get this question from Mike and Rosemary going, very interesting show, but just how deep is that deepest part of the bay and the shallowest areas that you're targeting?
It's funny. I had that booked out. Also, I thought that was I was curious myself. That was the one I was going to read next to. That's fun.
So if you're Wikipedia-ing it, the average depth of the bay is 14 feet. So, but that's misleading. So we have a tremendous amount of flats, tidal flats that are less than 20 feet deep. And that's a lot of the bay has that. And that's that, this halibut thing. We never really had halibut in the 70s and the 80s. And then, I don't know, maybe it was that 83, 84 El Nino that brought them up. And then this halibut fisheries just, expanded to a tremendous fishery. So it's a big habitat. Really, there's about 25 miles of fishing area that we fish where we're going to be, we go north, we'll go south, straight out. So, but the bulk of the fishing dance, in the spring we fish really shallow, 6 to 15 to 20 feet deep. As we go into the summertime, we may be 20 to 40, 60 feet deep is about as deep as we fish along the bottom when we're fishing bass, halibut.
And you're still fishing full size boats in that super skinny water, 10 feet of water, 12 feet of water, 6 feet of water?
Like. Yeah, I know it's a couple times. We run a 41-foot six-pack. I know we had a couple feet under the boat one day. And catching fish, by the way. There's no reeling. You just lift.
Yeah.
You're Jack pulling all your fish in the boat.
Yeah. If you fall overboard, you just stand up.
You just stand up and get back in. That's really cool.
What's your title swing up there average?
Well, probably 4 to 6 feet is an average, right? And we're on like that right now. We're on the full moon. We have high highs and low lows.
Right.
So we have a lot of water, a lot of hydraulics going in and out. And we tend to fish the shallower areas when we've got that much current because we can't fish the deeper areas. When we get into July till we get out on the coast with the smaller tides, and that's really we have a couple areas. The South Bar, Seal Rocks is a big, kind of an iconic area where we get our best halibut, big California halibut.
Yeah, I think we talked in the break, and I don't think we talked on the air, but because of San Francisco and the way the salmon come up through, they hit all the tributaries going upstream, but that also is the runoff coming downstream for all the freshwater, so it changes the brackishness and the salinity of the water. How does that change your fishery?
So, well, significantly, we would see the bass are really adaptive, so they like freshwater, saltwater, so we find them anywhere, and that's really been to their credit. The halibut would prefer the more brackish water. They're not as inclined to be in that fresh water. So typically this year, of course, being different, we would start in the South Bay, which doesn't have the runoff. The water warms up sooner, and it's got a higher salinity content, a higher brackish content. And then as we go along in the summer, we'd move up into the center of the bay where the water's blended more naturally. But that South Bay is generally our starting area. This year, however, I think the water was really too warm down there, and then we started right in the center. In the beginning, right out. And when people talk about half days, full days, there's no need to do multiple days because everything's right out in front of the harbor for the most part, short runs.
So one of the questions came up from Cliff in Blossom Valley, and I had the same one. We were talking about, length of trips and all that. What is that time from your dock to get out to the salmon grounds or Farallon Islands to go fish? How far is that? How long does that take?
So we were talking about the fall fishing where we're fishing close for 45 minutes to an hour before once you leave the harbor where you start fishing. Springtime in the summer, it could be a couple hour traveling
couple
time.
Hours.
Yes, a couple hours. And it's all situational, depending where you're fishing. North, south, straight out. So I would say a couple hours. On those rock cod trips, those crab combo trips, those are, legit full day trips. So you're going to be on the water all day. You got a lot of miles to cover. You got the Farallon Island chain that we fish offshore. It's 25 miles off the coast. So you got to get out there. You got to get to your fish and then you got to get back to get the crab ground. So we're going to cover a lot of miles. And that's part of the talk on, when you're getting on the boat is this is a full day trip. Yeah. And for kids, if you're bringing kids or family, just know it's a full day. So you got to be prepared for that. That's the great thing about the half days too.
Everybody,
you can get a couple fish, you're back at the dock, you miss the traffic and away you go.
I loved when you were first describing your rockfish crab trips and how nonchalantly you said, we go out and knock out our 10 fish limits and then we go worry about your fear of not catching, fish or obtaining your limit was just like a non-factor for you. Like, we'll knock that out real quick, and then we'll go deal with something else.
If you look statistically, last year was a little different because we had some restrictions. But we were in, the Seawolf is the number one rock cod boat on the, I would say in California. Maybe less than a handful of trips a year where they don't get limits of rock cod.
Unbelievable.
And that could be weather-related, customer-related, whatever. But by and large, it's 10.
It's what you do.
It's 10. And John, who runs that boat, is fabulous. He'll go for a stretch of 30 days, and he'll fish a different piece of water every day.
Wow.
Trying to
very
stay on the fish.
Very smart about managing his fish.
And he was the guy, when we had the Quillback deal, he was the guy that the department went to that said, tell us where the quillback are and aren't.
Yeah.
And I think the first couple of quillback research trips he did, he caught more quillback than the science said was the entire West Coast. So
I love that.
So that one got shaped up pretty fast.
And he's our representative on the highly migratory species in Pacific Fisheries Management Council.
And the crab whale working group, too.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Henley, you got a really nice group of colleagues you work with up there.
Yeah,
that's
no,
awesome.
And the guys, are lifetimers, guys. That's all they've done, and so they're really good at their craft. They take really good care of the customers, and that's an important part, the fishing, as you guys know, right, keep the boat clean, everything works, take care of the customers really good, and you'd be surprised when you end up with fish on those trips, too, so. High customer service oriented.
That's awesome, Andy. I had a fun text come through. It says, man, Andy, this is such a fun show. I didn't know much about this fishery, and I've learned so much. My question, one was answered about lodging and availability. My second one, though, was tell me more about your deep water ling cod trips. Is there any fishing with large plastics? I know I heard you say you spoke with Corey at the shows. Is there any opportunity for artificials? And give us a little more rundown about ling cod fishing.
Yeah, tremendous. Good question. So, absolutely, swim bait, that particularly the Seawolf is big on swim bait. So if you're an 8 ounce with the right drift, 6 or 8 ounces lead head, you can go heavier for your swim baits. Pick your color. All of them work. I mean, the bigger twister tails. Some days the swim baits work better. Some days the fish respond better to the bar. So a 16-ounce diamond bar, 12-ounce diamond bar, 8-ounce if you really have the light tackle. So a guy just comes out, it's got a good handle on it, can fish a straight artificial or jig and end up with a really nice limited 10 rock cod, really quality good fish, and then have a really good shot at some getting some nice ling cod. So total artificials.
Are you seeing a larger group come out with the vertical fishing? With the
slow pitch testing?
Slow or fast pitch, either one on the rod fishing.
We've seen a little bit of it. I'm not sure that our fish respond totally to that as well as it does down here. But Bridgeport Diamond Bar, Salus, Taddy, all those primary and the chrome and the white have been really effective for years. Straight
old school.
Straight.
Old school diamond
jig. And then any color, like I said, any color of any from your pinks to your greens to your blacks, browns, all that on the swim baits, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got Craig asking about the, do you guys see the squid beds up there? And then if you do, how is that with the sea bass?
Yeah, this is a warm water year, so we've seen the squid boats just to the south of San Francisco down the Gate Cords, Half Moon Bay. So the Saners have been up there, so. We don't get live squid, so we use fresh dead, and you guys can jig them up when they're fishing too if they happen to pass through that area. But different times of year, like again, really situational where we'll see those white sea bass. There's one guy in the bay that's really good. A couple years ago, he probably had 200 or 300 fish to his credit.
Wow.
But the fish, move, they disappear. And like you guys, you guys have a big fishery down here. Ours is more, petite. And, some years, like a warmer water year, I think we'll see them.
Okay. I had a question here about albacore, and it just says, you had mentioned that albacore have been, through that area. Are there times a year where you target that fish specifically? Is it only on the six packs? How do we keep in touch with tuna fishing in the San Francisco area?
Yeah, so good. So late July, August, September, is the time where we're looking at those. Obviously, weather is a major component, right, because we're traveling way offshore and primarily smaller boats. We do have a couple of the bigger boats that'll load up with bait and make those trips, but really situational. The fish are there. The guys will put the trips up on the calendar, put a prayer in for some good weather.
Yeah. Roger that. Yeah. Another one, not to keep firing at you, Andy. He says, good morning, guys. I just checked flights from Orange County, and it is insanely inexpensive to fly up this way. I'm already trying to book my trip. Where can we find more information about the places to stay that you had mentioned that you work with? And then also best time of year, in your opinion, for halibut and stripers?
So there's a couple links on the Fish Emeryville website. You can also call the landing, and they'll give you the codes and the contact for the local lodging areas. We're about 10 miles from Oakland. Oakland, San Francisco, not as convenient to fly in it, but
fly into Oakland if you can.
And we can also hold your fish, too. We didn't talk about that, but if you want to, we have a big walk-in freezer, too. We can hold the fish if you guys are up there for a couple of days. On the halibut, I'd say, mid-July and August, really prime time for big coastal halibut, fabulous halibut fishing. The striper, any time of year from now, the guys had limits yesterday, first half hour of the day, the guys landed right on the fish and knocked out limits, up to 50 fish a boat. So, and that fishing goes all the way into late in September and October, too. So those fish, tremendous nomadic, resourceful fish. You can find them very opportunistic. When they bite in schools, and they bite really good. I've been on a boat where everybody got 18 on. Yeah.
Cool.
Right, yeah, right. You got the bridge, Golden Gate Bridge on one side, Alcatraz on the other one, and you guys are in the middle, and you got 18 fish hanging.
That's so cool. That's a live bait fishery also?
Yeah, live bait fishery. We fish that inside the bay. There's a handful of reefs we fish, too, and those fish key in on the reefs. They sit right on the reefs with their fins right in front of the reef, and you drift up the reef. You don't even worry about the bite. All you're doing is monitoring your sinker right up the reef, and the fish do everything for you. So, but that one, that one's really tidal driven. They like the big tides. They like the water moving where they can ambush the bait. So, you can pick any time of year. But like I said, that mid June to mid August is really, traditionally that's our sweet spot for where everything falls into place.
Okay.
Wow. Amazing. So here's a good one. We're so used to our fleet being very broad, right? We have the half day, full days, overnights, long range trip. So Dennis over in Canyon Country is asking, hey, do you guys do any overnights, 1.5, 2-day trips? Do any of your boats have bunks?
No. So interesting. So the Thunderbird, which it's one of the, now the one of the landings down here, that was that originally that boat was built in our area, and that was an overnight boat. It was called the Nautilus II. It was a tremendous boat. That was the only boat that ran overnight trips. In fact, I got my first albacore on that boat, which was a 55 pounder. And but that's the only boat that had bunks that was in that area. But most of everything else has always traditionally been day fishing for our area.
That's the Thunderbird that's out of Newport Beach now?
I would assume.
Yeah, it was up in Alaska for a while. Yeah, really nice boat. Yeah, but that was our only dabble into overnight fishing.
That's really cool. There was a question about your opinion on age. It says, I have a young family. I'm really looking forward to it, and it sounds like the fishing opportunities would be great for a younger person. Just wondering if you could give me what your opinion was on the right age to start bringing kids out fishing with you.
Yeah, so I would definitely start with a half-day trip. You know, that's perfect to get them on and off the boat. You know, I'd pick 10, you know, 8 or 10, but you know, we had just, you know, your child better than we do. You know, I would say, interestingly enough, girls tend to be a lot better mannered on a boat than boys, so sorry about that. But we had a group come down from Chico, you know, up in the valley last year, parents and the kids. And the kids were, I don't know if one had diapers on, but they were, you know, they were young. And the kids, they've just grown up outdoors, and they were fabulous.
They knew their space.
They were reelers, yeah, and they knew what to do. And the, you know, parents would hook the fish and hand them off, and we had a great day of bass fishing and rock cod fishing just inside the bay in some protected areas. So, you know, I really think, you know, the parent knows the kid the best. But the half days definitely, you know, you get in and out. You don't have to worry about seasickness because you're inside the bay. And
that's perfect.
Introduce them.
Get them in and get them having fun.
Wow, as you can hear, we have just pretty much gone through the whole 2 hours here, and we still have so many messages and questions. But when we come back, we're going to flip that coin to find out who's going to win this great trip for two, salmon and crab fishing. And, man, I still have more questions. I think we're going to stick around and talk to Andy Zeroff while we're done. We're going to get on. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup and the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water. And that's exactly what Towboat U.S. San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat U.S. San Diego is ready to respond when you need them. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat U.S. membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat U.S. San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat U.S. San Diego, your friend on the water.
Hi, it's Ben, and I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, on beautiful Mission Bay. It is coming up on Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., the summer kickoff sale. With all this warm weather, it feels like summer already, so we are celebrating a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Catch all this. Reels are 10% off, plus free Spectra, 15% off rods, and 25% off clothing, shoes, and sunglasses. They even have buy two, get one free deals on hooks, irons, and fluorocarbon. Plus, buy three, get one free on hard baits, soft plastics, and war baits. Don't miss huge savings on JRI jigs, grab some raffle tickets, and win some incredible prizes, all benefiting Rollo Kids and CCA. Plus, score awesome freebies like Gamagatsu aluminum pliers with qualifying purchase, and check out the special Turtle Box speaker bundles that include Dana Landing gift cards. Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Don't miss it. Summer starts at Dana Landing.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome to Douglas Hook Cup. Well, we're right there. Andy's going to flip this coin. One lucky caller or texter. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, we got today a caller. Congratulations.
Woohoo, Don from Woodland Hills. Oh, my God, Don. I think I'm going with you, Don. Come on now. Let's go.
All right. Well, Captain Andy, Fish Emeryville, a fantastic show. I loved it. I mean, I really did. Thank I learned a ton. We're coming up in June for a wedding in your backyard, and I already told Dallas, plan an extra day, man. We're going to come fishing with you. It sounds fantastic. And if again, if somebody wants to join you, you've just done such a great job figuring out all the steps from everybody, lodging, food, the fantastic operation, fish care, fish processing. Somebody wants to join you, give us the steps that it takes to come fishing with you.
So obviously the website, you know, it's 24-hour, 7 days a week. You can get a lot of information on the website. If you got to do a private charter, that's over the phone. And we've got a couple really good people there that will help you get it all coordinated and make sure you get on the boat and be prepared for the full day.
And you know, charter is available. You said you got a lot of great boats that you operate at there, and
we do open loads every day and full and private charters as well too. We love those. We love to have groups of people work school related, whatever your families. You know, if you got a six pack, you want to grab six people and put a trip together for sure.
FishEmeryville.com.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
You guys
job,
are fabulous,
buddy.
Too. Thank
so
you
much
both.
Fun.
Yeah,
so much fun.
Really appreciated you. Thanks for taking the time. A great show, and we're going to look forward to doing it again. If we can convince you to drive back down the hill,
sure.
Man, we loved having you. A lot of fun. And, hey, a lot of fun having you. And another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Bruce Smith, now at ECBT and Friends of the San Diego City Lakes. He's going to be getting us up to date with everything that's going on the tap water side of fishing and also the state of our city lakes.